C-SPAN names Alex Marlowe's Breaking the Law one of most important books of the year. By Breitbart News on December 29, 2025. C-SPAN, the nonprofit television network that provides live, unfiltered coverage of government functions and public affairs, named Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe's latest New York Times best-selling book, Breaking the Law, Exposing the Weaponization of America's Legal System Against Donald Trump, one of the most important books of the year. The network featured Marlowe for an hour on their Washington Journal program during a Christmas week series of top authors. Breaking the Law, which was compiled over more than a year, details the history and scope of the lawfare deployed against President Trump and his supporters. The book chronicles the left's takeover of the country's system of justice, reveals who funds and controls the lawfare superstructure, and exposes the ultimate goal of lawfare to rig elections on behalf of Democrats. The effort to disqualify President Trump by any means necessary by the legal elite in coordination with Joe Biden's White House is the scandal of the century, and we are being entirely too casual about it, Marlowe told Breitbart News. That's why I wrote this book, which will grow even more relevant as the Trump administration continues to investigate the key lawfare instigators. C-SPAN had previously interviewed Marlowe about the book on Washington Journal and aired a speech on its content that the Breitbart editor-in-chief gave to the Young America's Foundation. C-SPAN was really the only establishment media outlet that took an interest in the book, despite the fact that it was hailed by President Trump as a must-read and cracked the major bestseller lists, Marlowe told Breitbart News. The book also earned praise from War Room host Stephen K. Bannon, broadcasting legend and best-selling author Bill O'Reilly, and best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News contributor Peter Schweitzer, among others. I'm grateful to C-SPAN for the forum. The Holidays Author Series special featured an interview with Marlowe conducted by host Kimberly Adams followed by C-SPAN's Colin Questions from Democrats, Republicans, and political independents. All of this takes place with no commercial breaks over a full hour. I love this format, Marlowe said. It allows for debate and it allows for everyone to make their points in full. It's also always leads to surprises. The centerpiece of the discussion was Marlowe arguing that all six major cases against President Trump which unfurled during the interim of his presidencies were purely political and likely unconstitutional. He laid out essential history of how the Biden Justice Department weaponized the legal system against Trump and have yet to be held to account for it. No other president in history could have survived the onslaught, Marlowe contended. Marlowe also had the opportunity to praise Andrew Breitbart as the single most important web pioneer on the right, and Marlowe also honored his late friend Charlie Kirk. Marlowe was especially critical of James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Judge Hannah Dugan, and many more who were either waged lawfare, benefited from it, or both. I triggered a lot of libs, he said, speaking of the callers who phoned into the program. This book will change the trajectory of the country if everyone reads it, so I sincerely hope you do. Marlowe was recently tapped to host a national radio show for the Salem Radio Network from 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. starting January 5. Marlowe's podcast, The Alex Marlowe Show presented by Breitbart News, will expand to 8 episodes per week, including 3 episodes in addition to the daily live radio show. The podcast is available on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and Rumble with additional platforms likely to be announced. Salem is aiming to grow the shows to over 200 affiliates. This hour was previously hosted by Charlie Kirk. Marlowe has been editor-in-chief of Breitbart News since 2013. He also wrote Breaking the News and Breaking Biden, both of which were New York Times bestsellers.